Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. This is where we give you that essential update. If you've got students or children using daily learning tools this week, maybe something like The Juice, they've encountered some, well, pretty big stories.
Exactly. And our goal here is really just to distill the key insights, give you some practical starting points so you can keep that conversation going at home or in the classroom.
Right. We want to give you the context behind the headlines they might be seeing.
We're covering quite a range today: extreme sports, a major heist, international politics, even some sports rule changes, and longevity science.
Okay, so let's jump in. First up, audacity. We saw it on Mount Everest with American climber Jim Morrison. That ski run down the North Face, just incredible.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, technically, it's just staggering. You're talking 12,000 vertical feet, slopes at 50-degree angles. National Geographic called it the most audacious ski run in history.
And it took him 4 hours to get down.
Mm-hmm. But there's also that really powerful emotional layer, isn't there? He dedicated it to his late partner, Hillary Nelson. He actually scattered her ashes up there at the summit.
Such commitment. It really makes you think. So maybe a discussion point here for you could be, what's a goal or dream that feels really important to you right now? And maybe what's the toughest step you need to tackle to make it happen?
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, so from extreme commitment on a mountain, let's pivot to, well, extreme brazenness in a museum. The Louvre jewel heist in Paris.
And this wasn't some quiet middle-of-the-night thing, was it?
No, not at all. Broad daylight. They used a truck with one of those extending ladders of Monte Mubles, I think they're called. Just went right up to a second-story window.
Wow. And then angle grinders, a blowtorch.
Yeah.
Right inside the Galerie d'Apollon.
Yeah, they took 8 priceless pieces, diadems, necklaces, really significant historical items.
And wasn't one of them, Empress Eugenie's crown, actually damaged when they dropped it?
That's right, dropped during the escape. You know, it highlights that the real loss here isn't just monetary, it's cultural heritage. It's irreplaceable.
Definitely. So maybe ask your kids, what's something maybe not worth millions, but personally priceless or deeply meaningful to you? How would you feel if it was just suddenly gone?
Mm-hmm. Hits close to home.
Okay, shifting gears now. Let's talk friction, international friction, specifically between the U.S. and Colombia. Things got pretty tense this week.
Yeah, they really did. It started with President Trump accusing Colombian President Petro of being an illegal drug leader. Then came the action, slashing U.S. aid by 75%.
Which is what, about $300 million?
Roughly, yeah. And imposing tariffs on top of that, it was a sharp escalation.
So how did Colombia respond?
Immediately withdrew their ambassador. And at the same time, the U.S. military seemed to ramp up anti-drug operations down in the Caribbean. Reports mentioned costs around $7 million a day.
$7 million a day, wow.
And tragically, these operations have apparently led to deaths at least 32 people. President Petro specifically claimed one was just an innocent fisherman. It's a very fraught situation.
Absolutely. Makes impartiality really critical in discussing it. So perhaps a question for you is, thinking of disagreements, whether it's between friends or even countries, how could they be handled differently to maybe lead to understanding instead of just more conflict?
That's a vital question. Okay, on a much lighter note, maybe, let's look ahead to the NBA season, the 2025-2026 season.
Right. The Thunder are the reigning champs. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is MVP. And the Mavericks picked up Cooper Flagg, who everyone's excited about.
True. Lots of storylines. But there were also those tough injuries sidelining big names like Tatum, Halliburton, Lillard. Achilles injuries are just brutal.
Yeah, always tough to see. But you mentioned something about a rule change, a high five foul.
Ah, yes. This is interesting. Referees are basically being told to call fouls more often when a defender hits the shooter's hand or arm after the ball is released. It's being called the high five foul.
Huh. So that would really benefit sharpshooters, wouldn't it? Guys like Steph Curry.
Exactly. It gives shooters, especially those who draw contact, a bit more protection even after the shot's away. It's a subtle shift, but it could, you know, impact scoring and defensive strategies quite a bit.
Interesting. So for the kids, maybe think about anticipation. What's something new you're excited to see or learn more about this year? It could be anything, sports, school, a hobby, and why does it actually matter to you?
Good prompt. Okay, finally, let's wrap up with longevity. We looked at the story of Maria Brañas Moreira. She lived to be 117.
Right, and scientists actually studied her DNA for years, trying to figure out her secret.
Correct. for 4 years. And what they found was, well, pretty fascinating. Even though she had short telomeres, those caps on our DNA that usually shrink with age, she didn't suffer from things like Alzheimer's or arthritis.
So it wasn't just genetics.
It seems like a mix. Good genes played a part, sure, but also her lifestyle. Regular exercise, no smoking, and apparently really good gut bacteria, possibly helped by eating 3 servings of yogurt daily.
Huh.
Yeah. The takeaway quote was something like, our genes are the cards in a poker game, but how we play them is what really matters.
I like that. That's powerful. So a simple closing question for your kids or students tonight could be, what habits or routines are you choosing now that might help you stay healthy as you get older? What cards are you playing?
Well, we hope this quick deep dive gives you some useful context, some tools maybe, to spark that curiosity and critical thinking around this week's news.
Thanks for tuning in for this knowledge update.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.